Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me about Venmo Mom.
Yeah, Venmo Mom. What do you watch?
I said to Vin, your Venmo, your mom a minute ago.
I keep forgetting to ask you guys, can you watch porn in Kansas still or what's going on? What's the update?
Huh? I have a VPN.
Wow. You know, I wouldn't broadcast that to the world.
Why?
Get arrested. They'll come to your house.
Mm.
Arrest. I don't know what. I don't know. Are you allowed to use a VPN to look at porn? I don't know. But last time you guys were checking, it was like Pornhub said
they
no.
Still can't.
At first, it was just on AT&T phones.
And now it's everywhere.
It is everywhere?
Yeah, but don't you worry about it.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I don't live in Kansas. I'm worried about it happening in Missouri. That's what I'm worried about. I have a feeling. I have a feeling when they legalize sports betting, when they figure out this bill, they'll somehow also wedge something in there about getting rid of porn. It just seems like it'll happen.
Well, everybody loves porn.
I know, and everyone's getting rid of it.
Right.
It's insanity. It's total insanity. And think about the unintended consequences.
Yeah.
Like with the prescription drug problem, people overdose. But what you don't take into account is people who got into car accidents and all those things they talked about in that documentary. Well, think about what's happening. You take porn away from people. Think about what happens to their tempers, their irritability, right? And just their overall behavior. Their
overall happiness in life.
Happiness in life, ability to parent.
Yeah.
Ability to be a good brother, sister, mother,
son. How
about
the ability to earn a living wage?
That's it, too, right? You got to have a way to unwind.
I've never heard of anybody complaining about the porn industry.
No. Just never heard that growing up. I mean, of course, at church, you're supposed to complain about porn at church. That's fine. Church says porn's bad. That's what they do. Church says everything's bad that the pastor's up there doing, right? Mm. He's like, don't do all these things. And you're like, oh, you're doing all these things.
They just don't want you to know what porn is.
For sure. The true crime shows are always like, he was a minister at a church. I'm like, oh, of course he was. Of course he was. Well, listen.
Well, tell me about the
Venmo
goddamn
mom.
Venmo mom, because I just Venmoed your mom.
She's divided the internet. My mom didn't have Venmo, so huh?
Oh, yes, she does.
No, she doesn't, because I took control of her banking.
Well, then you just got 20 barrels.
Cash App kind of girl. Shut up, Snowcone. Shut up. Stay out of it. Venmo mom is dividing the internet. Why? Because she's from Tennessee. Some people love Tennessee, and some people, no. She's a Tennessee mom. Mm-hmm. And she says, look, every time they have one of these parent-teacher conferences or we have to go to school for something, they ask everyone for volunteers. We need people to do this. We need people to do this. We need
That's
people.
True.
And she says, I don't want to raise my hand. I don't want to do any of this crap.
Same with me.
And she says, so instead, I'll just send you money on Venmo. Yeah, you guys are always talking about how broke you are. Let me just Venmo you some money. And so now the internet's come up with the term for it, Venmo mom.
Well, that's me, Venmo dad, because that's what I do.
I think you can be a Venmo mom, since that's the term.
Well,
we have to be
I'm a dad,
specific.
Though.
Yeah. Anyhow, you're a Venmo dad. And who do you Venmo?
Like a coach or the PTA or the boosters or whatever. It was like, hey, could you help us set up breakfast or whatever? And I'm just like,
oh, so they have like QR codes set up for school events?
Yeah.
Ah, well, then, yeah, then just send them money.
That's all I do.
Well, that's what this mom's doing. And some people seem to think that it's lazy or is being a bad parent. I don't understand.
Know about anyone else out there, but Meet the Teacher is super stressful. I do not want to be involved at all. I will make sure my kids do their homework, get to school on time. I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that. And I start getting real stressed when they start asking for volunteers. I know they're judging me because I'm not raising my hand, but I don't want to come in. I don't want to set up. If the room mom needs money, fine. I'll Venmo money right over. But I successfully avoided all of that today. I even told one of the coaches that I am a Venmo mom.
There you go.
What's
you're
wrong
a Venmo
with that?
Mom.
Why are people upset about that?
I promise you right now, we never had moms like her volunteering at the school. Eliza talks about how he never had hot teachers. I don't remember any of the room mothers. Is that what you guys called it when you were in school? We called them room mothers. And you asked earlier if my mom ever signed up for that. I just thought it went without saying that I didn't want my mother to sign up for this. So going through school, when they talk about
she probably did
room mothers, I'm like, obviously, my mom's not going to do this because this would be traumatizing.
But then she would.
And then my best friend in second grade, Mitchell.
Mitchell. He,
yeah.
What up, Mitch?
What's up, Mitch? He disappeared off face of the earth. I can't find him. Anyhow, Mitch.
Darked out.
No, he was cool.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. Mitchell's always cool. Mitchell. Whenever I think
he went by Mitch. He went by Mitch.
Mitchell.
Dude, he was like
my best friend, Mitchell. He was 6 foot in the second grade.
He was huge. No, he wasn't a dork. He was an athlete.
He was 6 foot in the second grade.
Yeah, he was like a football player. He was huge.
Okay, Mitchie.
Okay, I'm going to show you guys pictures of Mitch. You're going to eat your own words. Yeah, you're going to eat your words. I used to carry one around in my wallet, Mitchell? But I don't anymore. I'll have to get the yearbook out tonight, but I'll show you pictures of him. Anyway, second grade comes along.
And hi, guys. I'm Mitchell.
I'm in the second grade.
I'm 6 foot
three. He's Mitch. His name's Mitch. He says, listen, our moms are going to be room mothers. And I said, no, they're not. What are you talking about? No, they're not going to be room mothers.
No, Mitchell's like, said, no, yeah. Please, I love my mom.
He said, my mom called your mom. They needed room mothers, and so our moms are going to be doing the cake thing tomorrow. I was like, no, she's not. My mom didn't say anything about this, and I don't want my mom coming here, and she knows that. I don't want her at my soccer games, and she knows that, right? She doesn't come to my stuff. I don't want her walking into this classroom. That is a huge, like, breach, right? A violation of this safe space where my parents aren't.
Yeah.
I don't want you here. I'm a different person here. I got to be on it.
I got to be me.
I got to be Reed. And if you guys come here, suddenly I have to be Reed the son. And that's lame. People are going to see that, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, "Oh, Reed's not funny. Reed's not cool. Reed's lame as
Reed's
hell."
Reed's a bitch. His best friend's Mitch.
So, my mom did show up the next day with Mitch's mom. I'd never met Mitch's mom.
Was she hot?
Turns out Mitch's mom was like 22.
Mm, she was hot, huh?
I mean, I was like, this friendship needs to expand outside the classroom, and I need to start coming to your house. He had a go-kart, right? Like, I need to hang out with this guy. That was the first time I'd ever seen someone's mom where I went, whoa. And I mean, I'd seen, you know, we had a couple of cute teachers in elementary school. I'll talk about that. This was the first time I saw someone's mother. I didn't know they could look like that. Yeah. Instead of just picking on my mom, you could talk about the time that you actually did see the first hot mom or the friend whose mom was the hottest. But instead, you always got to make these attacks on my mom, who's sitting at home trying to be left alone. I tell her not to listen to this program for this very reason. She asks how you are, and it makes me sick that she asks how you are.
I asked how she was the
other day. If she knew the way you talked, she wouldn't be asking how you are.
Yes, she would.
Anyhow, you don't need to be room mothers. Your kids don't want you in the class.
Last time we saw each other, we hugged.
I know that. You don't need to be room mothers. Your kids don't want you in the classroom.
I don't understand why people are bad parents
for
being Venmo.
And why are you bad for giving money?
Like, you could just not do anything.
It's uninvolved. How is that uninvolved?
She's like, I'll make sure my kids do their homework.
Exactly.
I'll make sure they get to school on time.
Yeah.
I'll make sure they're well taken care of.
Yep.
But I don't want to be a room mother.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the same with me. I don't want to be at school if I don't have to be.
Yep.
She what says, asking me?
I don't want
to
do
I don't
anything.
Go to parent-teacher conferences.
Right.
Never.
Wait, you don't?
No.
You don't go to the parent-teacher conference?
I went in elementary school for both of them. Once they got into, like, the seventh grade, I'm like, oh, what are their grades like? If you need me, email me. Like, whatever.
Oh, wow.
But why do I need to go to that? I don't understand.
I thought the parents had to go to that. I don't know. My parents, when I was afraid they'd call CPS or something if they don't show up.
I just send an email. Like, I can't make it. I work till 7:30.
Does their mom go?
I don't ask her.
Well, surely somebody goes. They get for the conferences, you have to put that packet together for your parents and show them an update of how you've been doing in class, and the teacher sits down.
That's like in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
One second, my kids aren't in elementary school anymore.
Well, we didn't do parent-teacher conferences in junior high and high school.
I think like a back-to-school day, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't go to that.
I don't remember that. My parents didn't go to that.
I went up
my dad didn't know where my school was.
I went up and through sixth grade. Once I got into seventh and eighth grade, I'm like, whatever.
Okay, so if you...
What are their grades?
If you went then,
I went all the time, get their artwork, get the package, sit in their desk, take them with me.
That's right, we did do
talk to the teacher, I do it all. But in junior high and high school, they have back-to-school days. I'm like,
okay,
I don't need to speak... meet your Spanish 3 teacher. Like,
and on back to school, you go through each teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, we
I
did that.
That.
We did that in the middle of the year in junior high. I forgot about that. That's when they came through and they got an update on our grades and all those things. And I tried my hardest to tell my parents the wrong dates.
Mm.
And I would tell them, like, don't forget, Friday is the parent-teacher thing. And my mom, you know, eventually one night at dinner was like, Reed, it's tomorrow night. I know that. You're doing this on purpose. And I'm like, oh. Wait, what? Tomorrow night? Are you sure? No, I think it's Friday night. I mean, I was scared to death of my parents interacting with my teachers, getting any updates on my grades. I just wanted them to leave me alone when it came to school. Did you do your homework? Leave me alone. Don't worry about what I'm doing. You worry about what you're doing.
Well, they are your parents.
I worry about what I'm doing. Right? They got their own problems. You guys worry about that stuff. I'll worry about making sure I get through this. Did I flunk a grade yet? No. So stay out of my business. Just quit asking me if I did my homework. Don't worry about it. As far as you know, I did. And well, that's it. Now leave me alone.
That's kind of how I parent.
Well, my parents never looked at it.
I look at their grades constantly.
Oh, my parents didn't.
Oh, God, I look at their grades more. I look at their grades at least twice a day.
Oh, my God. No.
And then I'll be like, yo, what's up with that B?
Oh, no.
You better get that fixed, son.
Oh,
but I'm not like, let's go meet your teacher. Handle your business. I would go to the parent-teacher conferences if my kid was not handling his business.
Well, what about me? When you were a kid, though, did your parents say, did you do your homework? And you lie and say yes, or did they look at it?
They never looked at it.
Mine never looked. Did they check updates?
I don't look at theirs.
Did they check updates for your...
Well, there wasn't like a, you know, an app that you can just log into.
But did you...
So they would just get the grade and be like, it's apparent to me that you lied to us about doing your homework because you failed every class.
Yeah, that's all
it
was.
But now I can get it. Like, look, I'll look at their grades right now.
Right, now you can track kids. We know where they are. Facial recognition. I get it. I know everything you're doing. I know who your friends are. I can see your Snapchat. You have no privacy. But I'm saying when you were a kid, did your parents do that? Sounds like you're saying the answer is no. What about you, Scott?
Four grades in here, and they're all A's. Four A's.
Did your mom keep an eye on your grades? And
yeah.
She overlook your homework and stuff?
Not overlook, but if I had, you know, been missing homework and getting in trouble,
but you got bad grades, right?
Yeah.
Starting when?
Two A's and a B.
Pretty early.
Or elementary school, right?
Yeah.
My elementary school did numbers instead of letters. So it was like 1 through 5, and I would get the worst ones.
Oh, we had letters.
And they'd say, oh, he forgot to do a simple machine project. My mother's like, what is a simple machine project, and why didn't you do it? I said, I think I was sick. And then we'd go on vacation. My mom would be mad for like an hour, and then that was it. That was it. And I barely passed each grade. The bad grades started quite early. I don't know how they do kindergarten. I don't remember that part. But I do remember getting bad grade cards in 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th,
sure.
And 6th grade.
Me too.
You did too, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And if I got an A in something in 7th grade or higher... That was a temporary thing, and it was a very big deal. Check out this A. My parents never got one of those stickers.
I remember being like in the 3rd grade or something, me being at a friend's house, my mom showing up. Like you in elementary school, you got 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, and 5s.
Yeah, that's what we got, yeah.
And 5 was failing, and 4 was
okay, bad. I couldn't remember which way it went.
And I remember my mom going like coming over to my friend's house and be like, hey, we need to come home. You got your report card. And I was all excited, like, oh, what did I get? And she's like, all 4s and 5s. And at that moment, I realized that's the same for me. Because in my head, I thought I'd been doing good.
Right. Yep.
So like now, I'm like, oh, wait.
I thought you guys liked me. Why are you betraying me like this to my parents?
I failed everything? Like, yeah. I thought I was doing good.
Right.
So,
we were getting along.
That's exactly. I remember that moment. I can picture my mother. I know the doorway I was in. I know that I was at the Durbin's house. And I remember right then... I quit school. I'm done with this.
Yep.
I'm not even trying anymore.
What grade was that?
3rd.
Okay. Mine was 5th. Same thing. I get that grade card signed. I hid it for like a week and a half. Once it was signed and I saw that my mom was only mad for like a minute, I was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want to get held back. My friends will make fun of me, right?
Yeah.
Unless I move or something. But I'm just going to keep doing this.
Right. Once I realized, too, they rarely hold you back.
Exactly.
They don't hold you back. If you're capable of doing it and you just don't do it,
basically,
they only hold you back if you're not capable
right.
Of
if
doing
they're
it.
Like, I don't think, do you not understand what we're talking about? A lever? Do you not get that? Then they hold you back and then you get made fun of.
My best friend growing up got held back.
Yeah, but that's good because if you have a friend in your grade that got held back, they can drive early when you get to high school.
No, well, he got held back and then, like,
right,
I was in the 3rd grade
you.
And then he was behind me. We weren't friends anymore.
Yeah, no, you're not friends with him anymore
no.
When that happens. It's unfortunate.
Dude got held back.
But, yeah, you're not friends with him anymore.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
If you guys could have one plastic surgery for free, like if someone was like, hey, I want to advertise on the radio, I'm the best plastic surgeon at whatever you want, what would be the one plastic surgery you've been like, okay, I'll try it.
I'm trying to think. That's hard. I get your mom fake.
God damn it, that's what I was going to say. God, that was my whole joke. I had it ready to go. God damn it! That's what I was gonna say. Well, just forget it. That was supposed to be my whole punchline. I had that ready. I was really excited to get Laszlo back. Oh, you know, which plastic surgery you get one for free? And then he says something like, you know, I don't know, I'll get a nose job or whatever. And then he says, what about you? And I was gonna say, I get your mom fake.
Uh-huh. I beat you to it.
And then we would move on, and I would tell you about the story. But Laszlo here.
Laszlo ruins everything.
Well, no, you just beat me to it.
Well, I'm sorry. Beat me to the punch. It would have been funny.
Just beat me to the punch.
I should have let it go. I wasn't thinking about it.
Come on. There's got to be a plastic surgery that you've at some point thought, if that was, like, especially if someone came in and said they'll do it. Stop. Just stop. God damn it.
I thought about it.
All right. Well,
I thought, like,
it would help. It would help if you would stop. It would help. That would help.
It would help if I would stop?
Stop doing that and focus on the actual convo, which is about you getting plastic surgery. What would you get if you could get plastic surgery, if you could get it for free? I've thought about the fake muscles. You seen the guys get the fake muscles? I could use some biceps. If someone said, we'll give you fake biceps, you'd have to show me that it works. Yeah, the hair thing is one of them that I thought about, too, if it works.
That's my first thought.
Right, we think it works.
Well, your hair's perfect.
No, I
use his hair's not bad. I don't know why he worries about it.
I'm not that worried about it. Just if I could get a transplant, sure.
Even for a while when you were wearing hats all the time, it really bothered you. I just don't think...
I don't really care anymore, but I'd get it if I could.
Yeah, my thing about the hair is that it doesn't really bother me, so maybe I'm just used to being bald.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they said, no, we can do it successfully, well, I'm going to tell you which ones you should avoid. You can probably guess a few of them.
Penis enlargement.
Well, I mean, have you ever considered it?
Well, I would if I thought it would work.
What about the devices they sell at those shops? You know, they do it at home.
Yeah, no. Feels like it wouldn't work. And it hurts.
We've seen some tutorials. Anyway, I'll tell you what to stay away from here in a sec.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, when it comes to plastic surgery, I want it all, first of all. I'll just be honest. Okay. We can stop talking about each other's mothers. Can we do a truce about the mom thing for, like, 10 minutes?
I'd rather not.
Let's just do a truce about the mom thing for 10 minutes. Come on. Fist bump on it. Come on. You have to have it in your arsenal.
I like to have it there.
I understand you like it, but one little segment here.
It's a clause in his contract.
I understand, but can we just have... I'm asking for 10 minutes.
What about that dude's mom?
She's on limits.
She's on limits?
She's on limits. You can talk about her.
I'll talk about her. Okay.
Okay, stay away from mine? Okay.
Stay away from your mom or just not talk about her?
Don't talk about her for the next few minutes. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, because I'm going to get close to her.
You can talk about... Okay, fist bump now and then stop it. Okay, now, that's it. Talk about his hot mom.
Yeah, we'll talk about snow cone.
So, plastic surgery. No
she's
one wants
sexy,
to be
sexy nurse.
No one wants to be honest about plastic surgery about
your mom. A sexy
nurse? About.
No.
Yeah, she was.
Is she a nurse?
No, she was retired.
Yeah, but she was a nurse, right?
She was a nurse.
And did you see that picture from her in the 80s?
She wore pantyhose.
Oh, shut up. Okay, go on with the plastic surgery.
So, no one here is willing to be honest except myself about insecurities and what
Me
kind
and
of plastic
his mom
surgery.
Played a game called Who Needs
I
a Catheter?
Said that my hair.
Oh yeah, you said your hair. Catheter. Okay, right, hair.
Who needs a catheter?
Moving on.
Doesn't even. Okay, so
it's my favorite game.
So they just put out a study today, and they said if you want to get plastic surgery, here's the most dangerous ones, the top 10 most dangerous. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna. I mean, number 10. Keep in mind, they just did 10 of them because they're popular. So number 10 isn't really dangerous. I don't want to scare anyone away from this, right? Because they did say breast implants, but it's like 10%. Of people are maybe unhappy or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever.
You're right.
Come on, ladies.
It's been done for years. They've got it down to a science. Mm-hmm. These doctors can do it in their sleep at this point. But anyway, arm lift. I don't.
Yeah, and get them.
Please.
I know you're probably driving next to your boyfriend or your husband or whatever right now, and he's like, "Oh, those guys are wrong. I like them natural, just like yours." He's lying. He doesn't want you to feel bad.
So
if you came home with breast implants. Yeah. You would not be upset.
What?
He would be like,
you.
Oh, shucks, dude. Yeah. I really like the way they used to look. That's not a thing.
I'm out of here.
It doesn't happen, and it's not real. He's saying it to make you feel good.
Arm lift is the next one. It's number 9. I guess that's where they get rid of the, right, on the back of your, whatever you call that, little jiggly stuff there. That your grandma has. Butt implants. Now we're starting to get into a little bit riskier stuff. I guess butt implants is 22%.
BBL drizzy? The BBL drizzy?
Yeah. Now, there's breast reduction. And I would just like to point out.
I think that's very dangerous.
A breast lift is way down at the bottom.
That's how Kanye's mom died.
Oh, from, what was it? I thought she did
liposuction. Liposuction and breast reduction.
Okay, so she's doing it all at once. Yeah. She needed to.
She did? Why?
I'm kidding. I never saw her breast. I don't know what she looked like. Yeah, she's dead. She can't hear this.
No.
I just like to point out that
raised an idiot.
Okay, stop.
The breast lift and the breast augmentation.
Why are we worried about her?
the boob jobs are, you know, the lift and the
augmentation. Don't get them reduced.
They're way down on the list. Now, you want something dangerous? Breast reduction. It's up. Breast reduction is dangerous.
And guys hate it.
Number five, injectable fillers. 65% 65% of complications ranging from asymmetry. I think like they put stuff in their lips.
Yeah, they got lip fillers.
They get lip fillers.
That's really common.
And sometimes they'll put something in their cheek, I think, right?
Extremely
but
common.
I'll put something in your cheek.
The lip thing has come like extremely popular.
I'd say it's like most girls.
It seems like most girls on Instagram between a certain age have gotten or are trying to get lip filler. A body lift is number four. That's multiple procedures designed to revamp your whole body, which is what I would like, right? Give me some pecs. Give me some calves.
I can't understand why. You look
Give me some
fantastic.
Biceps. Get rid of my stomach. It's the most expensive surgery on the list as well.
I think you look great.
Brazilian butt lift is the third.
That's what they call Snow Cone's mom.
BBL Drizzy.
That's what they call Snow Cone's mom.
Okay.
Only 38%.
The Brazilian butt lift.
Mm-hmm.
The Brazilian butt lift, 38% have
she
complications.
She doesn't need anything done to her butt. It's what she does to my butt. That's why we call her the Brazilian butt lifter.
Mm.
She's a dirty bird.
Mm. All right. Thigh lift is number two.
Oh, yeah. She likes that, too.
78%. And then the most dangerous thing you can do with the most complications, and I didn't know people were doing this until a few months ago, and I saw it online, is having your eye color change. That is insane. Mm. People are going blind from this.
Oh, yeah.
And eye doctors are like on the internet saying, don't do that. That's what everyone says. Just get a contact lens. You think Marilyn Manson was going to the doctor and saying, put a needle in my eye and change
the
color?
No, maybe it's Marilyn Manson.
No, he was wearing contacts. They changed, right? So it's the top one. And I've seen a lot of eye doctors saying, don't do that. Now, you want to know what people are the happiest with? What do you want? The top three?
Top 100.
Okay. Well, this thing only
I can't imagine
this thing only goes
more riveting than this.
Only
so
goes down to 20. Listen, there's a common point here, though.
I think you go as far as you can, like as many as they give us. I think we just keep going.
There's a point.
Can't
to
imagine
this.
People tuning out now.
There's a point to this.
So top 100 plastic surgeries people are happy with.
No. I looked this up separately.
Yeah, well,
because I wanted to make sure I didn't scare anybody away. I didn't want to scare anybody away.
No, but I think it's good what you did because people love this conversation.
I've got 100% worth it rating from people who got the sleeve.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The what?
The sleeve. Like
lose weight.
Gastrectomy or whatever they call that, where, you know, it's like
it's
a weight loss thing.
Bypass?
Instead of cutting your stomach, they use the sleeve, right?
Yeah.
Can't they remove it or slide it or change the size of it or whatever?
Okay.
Yeah, people love that. And then you want to know what else people love right after that? Mm. Breast implants.
Yeah.
Boom! So those are the two, right? Get a sleeve. Now, they put breast reduction up there, too, but don't worry about that. I don't know what that's. I've heard of that, right?
And yeah,
maybe
that's
you got
other
issues.
Thing.
Right, but that could happen at some point. But the people who are happiest are doing the weight loss thing, and they're doing the...
All right, lose some weight, get bigger.
That's
your life will be good.
Is that so? No, is that so wrong?
Look at Snow Cone's mom.
Is that so wrong to say? I just think we need to remove the stigma. And it, like Lazo said, if you're driving around in your car and you're thinking, $4,500, you know, I could pay the mortgage and all that. Look, have an honest conversation with him. He'll help you pay for it.
Oh, he'll pay for it.
He'll probably just pay for it.
He'll probably tell you, like, you don't need it. These guys are idiots.
Exactly.
I hate this radio show. They're so stupid. I like natural.
Yours
boobs are perfect. But what I'm telling you is, one, you don't believe it in your soul.
You already
soul.
Know. That's what you think about this.
But if you do really believe it, then you know what? Just go and get it done and see his reaction when you come home with new boobs.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be sad. I promise you he's not going to be sad.
It's ridiculous.
What? And Snow Cone's the kind of guy who would say right now, like, no, I
he'll
just like him natural.
He'll say it to us with no girls around.
Right.
That's the next level of
but
crazy.
But then I just say, okay, well, when Keek comes home with bigger boobs and they're perfect, you're not going to be like, oh, Keeks, why did you hurt yourself?
Right.
Why did you do that? You didn't have to change for me.
It's
you
the
are already, but you're
going
to be like, yo, let me...
Whoa!
Well, that's true.
Now, look, the whole point
am
of this
I
conversation
wrong?
Was I was trying to lead us to this. This is where I wanted us to go.
I'm not wrong about that, am
and
I?
It's true.
Probably not.
And
no.
I think that the type of guy like him who will say to just us off the air,
because
I don't like that. That's such next level insanity, I can't comprehend it. He's not the only one. I've got friends who've said this to me.
Of course.
At a barbecue or just driving around.
Because they're unwilling
like
to be unabashedly themselves.
And it's like, dude,
feel like
it's
they're
okay.
Constrained by these types of things that make them a better human.
Right.
But
they,
like, just be honest.
Right.
Everybody likes fake boobs. That's
right.
The reason why they're popular.
Right. It's
everybody
like,
wants a Ferrari. Nobody's
I
like,
just
oh,
gonna say, I was going to say
well,
Lamborghini.
I really, you know what? I don't like cars.
Right.
I'm just really happy with my Ford.
And people do
and
say
then
that.
Like, oh, really? Because I was just about to give you the keys to Ferrari. And you're like, no, I'm good. Never happens.
Yep.
Never happens.
No, and I was going to say the exact same thing.
No.
But
like
those
the
people
Ford.
Do
I,
say
you
it.
Know what? Give the Ferrari to someone else.
No, they say, you know what they say? They're like, if I got that kind of money, I wouldn't be flashy like that. I don't need that stuff.
Of course.
That's not what I'd be buying. I don't need that kind of stuff. They're the same people. And it's just ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
There's no world where someone comes home and they surprise someone with fake boobs. And
or
the person
a Ferrari.
Goes, or a Ferrari. And the person goes, God damn it!
No,
and they
no.
storm out. That is not happening. Unless you take him home and show him to your dad who's a minister or something, right? I don't know. Maybe he's not happy with it. But you go home to your boyfriend, husband, girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
She's not going to be mad.
They like it.
Now, that does not mean what we're not saying is that everyone should get them.
Well, we are saying that.
Laszlo's saying that. Laszlo's saying that.
But if you don't get them, it's not the end of the world, but everybody should.
Well,
you know,
I'm just
that
saying.
Should be a goal.
Some people don't need them, but getting them
if you're trying to do it. It should be on your list of things I'd like to do.
If I was a girl...
Look, not everybody needs to go to Italy, but, I mean, it'd be cool if we did.
It's worth it. At least
right.
once. And
it's on a list. Like, I don't even like to travel out of the country. I'm saying I probably won't do it. But, you know, I probably should.
Think about it. Right. Just think about it. And trust me, ladies, guys think about, at least I do, man, I wish we had a surgery that was about that price range, that was as common and safe and effective, that would
sure.
make us look
yeah,
that
make,
much better.
Make me taller with a larger wiener.
Right.
If they said, hey, this is what we're going to do for you. We're going to make you taller and make you, for whatever odd reason, women are just aesthetically pleased to this feature.
Yeah.
Like breasts are for men.
Exactly.
So it's like one surgery, we're going to give you this thing.
Yep.
And it's $4,500. I would have done that thing years ago.
Every guy would have had it done.
I'd have been like, yeah.
45,
at
10
18,
grand.
I'd whatever. Be like, well, how do I start saving for that?
That's, and don't you think, I mean, guys think about that, right? Like, man, that's,
we I wish I had it.
We don't have that. There is not a, sure, we can get plastic surgery, but we don't have that option.
Right.
Is that,
I'd like to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
I will get it. If they offer it, I will.
If someone came in here until they'll give them to you?
I don't know what it is. No, I won't get Frank Bass.
Okay.
I'm saying if someone came in and said, hey, we have this thing.
That makes you taller?
And 99% of women right. say they really like this right. when you're taller and
yeah.
your face looks like this. I'd be like, well, fire it up. How yeah, much?
Absolutely.
$4,500? You kidding me? It's a deal.
That's all I'm
it's
trying to
bargain.
Say.
It's a bargain.
All I'm trying to say. And we've got data to back it up.
Right.
That's all I was doing.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.